I'm Joe Palca. For the second day, a flash mob of anti-coup protesters surged through an area of Myanmar's largest city to show fleeting but dynamic defiance toward the military junta. As the death toll from the military crackdown against peaceful protesters in Myanmar mounts, some in the Southeast Asian nation are joining armed combat to fight back, heading to the country's remote borderlands to join a patchwork of rebel armies. One of the oldest and largest ethnic armed groups, the Karen National Union, told VOA protesters coming from the lowlands of central Myanmar in urban areas have been trekking to the rebels' hilly jungle campsites for training since late March. The ethnic rebel group says it has taken over an army outpost near the eastern border with Thailand. Fighting broke out early Tuesday morning in an area near the Salween River, which separates Myanmar and Thailand. The Karen are one of Myanmar's many ethnic rebel forces who have sided with protesters who have staged daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar. The first shipment of critical medical supplies have arrived in India today as the country continues to struggle with a catastrophic second wave of COVID-19 infections, a situation described as beyond heartbreaking by the head of the World Health Organization. A plane from Britain filled with 100 ventilators and 95 oxygen concentrators, which collects atmospheric air and converts it into pure oxygen. Maria Van Kerkhove, the COVID-19 technical lead for the World Health Organization. Well, we will try to have that report for you a little bit later on. 2,600 additional staff members are going to India to help support the effort to fight the disease. This is VOA News. A Palestinian election candidate expressed concern on Tuesday at reports that the Palestinian Authority plans to call off elections due to take place next month. Nawar Oda, who's standing for the Horia, which is also known as the Freedom List, said postponing the vote would be tantamount to canceling it. Egyptian officials said the Palestinian Authority plans to cancel the elections, the first for 15 years, citing Israel's refusal to allow voting in East Jerusalem. The decision would effectively grant Israel a veto over the holding of elections, though President Mahmoud Abbas would also benefit from the canceling of the vote, in which his fractured Fatah party is expected to lose power and influence to the Islamic militant group Hamas. The official said Egypt is in talks with Israel to reach a compromise to allow the vote, but those efforts have so far failed. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Monday imposed a nationwide full closure until May the 17th, including a continuous lockdown, school closures, and intercity travel restrictions to curb a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. Health Ministry data showed that Turkey logged more than 37,000 new COVID-19 infections and 353 deaths within 24 hours, sharply down from mid-April, but still the world's fourth highest number of cases and the worst on a per capita basis among major nations. The U.S. Navy says that American and Iranian warships had a tense encounter in the Persian Gulf earlier this month. It said on Tuesday that the encounter marked the first such incident in about a year. Footage released by the Navy showed a ship commanded by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard cut in front of one of U.S. ship, causing the Coast Guard vessel to come to an abrupt stop with its engine smoking. This happened on April the 2nd. The Navy said the Guard also did the same with another Coast Guard vessel. Iran did not immediately acknowledge the incident. Russian authorities yesterday ordered the offices of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to halt their activities pending what would be a landmark court ruling on whether they should be outlawed as an extremist group. The injunction from the Moscow prosecutor's office was another step in a sweeping crackdown on Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, and his organizations. The prosecutor's office petitioned a court this month to label Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and Network of Regional Offices as a extremist group. Joe Palca, VOA.
More. VOA.